Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversation with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Why do boys? I'll ask this question on a podcast.
Well, I'll just welcome everyone to the Calm Down podcast. I'm extremely pale and someone isn't. It's better in the med. Look at you.
Apparently, I wasn't prepared to start this because I'm still in a different time zone. Hello, everybody. This here is the pregame. And boy, oh boy, if you don't know what this is, if you're new to the old Calm Down podcast, it's 10 minutes of fun. We give a precursory conversation. I don't even know if that's the right use of precursory conversation, but it makes me sound intelligent, so I'm just going to go with it. Sure. About what we're going to talk about in our full-length conversation on a Thursday. We haven't had a podcast, you and I, together live to tape in 4 weeks, almost a month,
yeah,
or 3 weeks maybe. Mm-hmm. Either way, lots to get to, and it starts, and I just want to say this, and I'm going to get into the full convo in the full-length podcast. I ran into, and again, I never get recognized fucking anywhere. I had two people in Italy come up to me, one on a flight and one in the streets of Ravello, say, are you
Carissa? You're on the streets.
Well, I'm definitely in the streets. Say to me, are you Carissa Thompson? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, I love your podcast, you and Aaron. Shut your mouth.
They're listening.
I know. So for Alice, who I ran into on the plane, and the sweet girl in Ravello, I just appreciated that. And I like, we'll talk more about it in the full length one. Anyways, point is, you guys write in questions and we discuss them and we appreciate it. So E, you're up first.
Yep. We are hearing from Soulful. Oh, I get it. Soulful 9. Who are your spirit animals? Well, I always joke about this. Ashley, I always say the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are my spirit animals. What about you?
Do you have to actually use an animal, though, for spirit animals?
Oh, fact.
I think that's
know.
The whole point of a
I don't
spirit
get this
animal.
Question. I thought spirit. This is my spirit animal.
Okay, I'll tell you what mine is because I've been asked this question. In fact, I asked this question to a girlfriend of mine when we were at the table, and she was dating this guy at the time. And I was like, "Oh, Chris." I will omit his last name in case he doesn't want everyone to know this. My girlfriend Megan's boyfriend at the time, now fiance, and they have a baby together. I said, "Chris, what's your spirit animal?" And he said, "A golden retriever." It perfectly summarized who he was, and it's so adorable. Mine would be a dolphin. And I tell you this because I am fun, I am flirty, I like people, and I love the water.
God, now I feel like mine has to be something that's really airheadish because
well,
that was
the way
so
I just said
me.
That was so airheadish.
Fun, flirty, and I love the water. That sounds like your Real Housewife intro. What would mine be? Golden Retriever is my husband, always ready to play and have a good time and likes to be like petted. Welcome back to the Calm Down podcast. Canadian or petted? I would say a horse because I do have a long nose. I try to have yep. a good tail and I can be something. I don't know. I'm irritable. I don't know. I feel like horses could be irritable at times.
and fuck and you
very
off.
Powerful,
you
know, and very powerful. Whoa. And you would be the gal that runs that would be the favorite at the Kentucky Derby because you're a boss. You're a strong...
Rusty!
Yeah, you're a strong animal. Okay, that was a great question, Soulful Nine. Thank you very
Took
much for being
hours.
Here. We're all out of time on the pregame. Emily M. says, is it hard to get back into work mindset after a summer or relaxing and seeing friends or family? Well, that's a perfect question for me, Emily, because it is very difficult. I'm someone who... when I'm on vacation, I'm fully immersed. And so for me, I am playing that ultimate game of catch up. You know, the one yeah. where you don't answer any emails, you don't answer any texts, nothing. And a week ends up feeling like you have to get caught up for 3 weeks, but it's worth it. How about you, babe?
I feel the same way. But I also feel like with our job, by the time we actually go live and are on television, the buildup is happening, right? Guys are getting ready to go to camp in the next couple of weeks. There's going to be a ton of storylines coming out. I was just texting with Kevin Burkhart and Greg Olson, and I'm like, are you guys studying a lot? Like, we have a preseason game in a couple of weeks. And, you know, we were all kind of just catching up on some headlines and some juicy details in Page Six. So by the time it, you know, the season rolls around for us, I think we're all like raring to go. Okay. Emily Schmitty, summer or winter? I like dressing up for winter. I love a cocoa situation, cozy, you know, restaurant, fireside kind of thing. But I also do love a summer, like casitas, margaritas, chips and guac, trying to get this sun on my body, which obviously I haven't done out here in Montana. What about you?
Casita margarita. I am definitely a summer person. I like winter because I love jackets. So I'm a, you know, love a good winter schmuck, but definitely more of a summer person. And next up, we have Holly loves Michael. You're adorable. What are some of the weirdest pregame rituals you see players and coaches do? That'd be more of you, sister.
I don't really ever see anything weird. You know what a lot of guys do? A lot of guys FaceTime on the field, which I think is so interesting, which I'm always like, don't act like you can't talk to me on the field because you're FaceTiming your family. Whoa. I like to walk up to guys right away during the pregame and say, what are you listening to right now? Like, I'm so curious this song. And then I write it down so I can jam out to it.
That is a wonderful segue into I thought about it right when I asked you the question. Josh Allen, a sit-down interview that I had with him, for those of you that are not familiar.
You had that, by the way, before the match, which pissed me off. Everybody was like, oh my God, he said he does this. And I was like, yeah, Carissa had it in her feature. Anywho.
Love you. Josh Allen, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. He listens to Frank Sinatra, very like melodic music, something that gets him in like a zen place. He also throws up before every game. He said it's not nerves. It's just a habit that he has adopted. And there's a little bit of superstition in it. And he also said, didn't say who, said other guys on his team now also do it. So there's that. Thank you to the janitorial services at the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, did you ask, is that actually a finger down the throat or does he just sniff the toilet bowl? Like, how does that actually go
down? That
is
a fantastic question. And that is why you are better at asking questions than I am, because I didn't go with a follow-up. I just thought, we're here, but that is a great question. When's your Buffalo Bills game on the schedule? Do you have that? Because I would love for that to be a pregame hit.
I got to find out. But can I tell you, can you imagine if you had that in a feature and you were like, okay, so is it sticking your finger down your throat or do you just get a sniff of the toilet bowl? Can you imagine Terry Bradshaw commenting on that? Did she say sniff of the toilet bowl? I mean,
that's like when Glazer reported that the deal for Matthew Stafford got done in the hot tub with Sean McVay in Cabo. And then Terry goes, lots of deals get done in the hot tub. I'm like, okay, here we go. This guy.
Terry,
line one. Okay, Aaron dot Danielle. You're adorable. I want to catch your middle name. This is for you, Aaron. Jill, have you ever met Carrie Underwood?
I have met Carrie Underwood. I got to host the CMTs 1 year and she was obviously performing and she was so great to take a photo with me. And the worst part about it, I will post the photo on the Calm Down Podcast IG segue. It came out horrible. It was absolutely, we were like black, like we had a massive shadow on us. It was awful. Oh. So you can just see our silhouette. I will tell you though, my husband was very sweet and reached out to her husband when I first started wear and asked for her address. They sent it.
And then she tweeted about where. And I remember I was at an Italian restaurant and I started crying. And it's not even because I drank too much. I was just so excited.
Oh, I love that.
Have you met her?
Yeah, we were. It was when I was working at Extra, took a picture with her. And I vainly didn't post the picture because I was 19 times her size. She was sitting in a chair and I was like this. Hey, let's take a picture. And I might as well have been in like a mascot uniform. I was that much bigger than her. And so I was like, oh, yeah, to my executive producer. I was like, oh, the picture didn't turn out. No, I just was massive.
She's little. Yeah,
yeah, she is the size of my arm, which currently isn't little. Okay, hardest part. Oh, we're wrapping. Here's a tease for Allison Shine. We're going to answer your question on the full length podcast. And see you Thursday. Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.